allows you to image the surface topography using very sharp teeth, and then you use the sharp teeth to then scan over the surface and you can generate the image. The most important thing, and what we'll be, I'll be talking all the time today, is the capability of AFM to image a liquid, and then you look at the liquid, you're able to image some dynamics of complexes, and you will see a few pictures that I'll show you how it looks. Why it's easy to do with AFM? Because for AFM doesn't matter what your medium is. Say you have a tip, and you fill this gas with liquid, and keep the engine itself working in liquid. There are some technical problems, and they were solved some years ago, but still some of them coming up, and we are still into it. So most important thing, what I told you, that when you do scanning in liquid, we can do the time-lapse image, and when you look at straight gain, B and C, you still have to change the system for DNA molecules, it changes its shape just spontaneously. And some conclusions that we can make from that I'll tell you on other things.
Okay? What kind of DNA? Is it plasma DNA?
It's mini plasma DNA, roughly 100. I'll tell you one example which relates to DNA recombination. For those who are familiar with genetics, DNA recombination, when you have to come over with DNA strands, you do and rest. What most important thing is, these two DNA molecules, we can exchange DNA strands. This is the way how this gene from one strand comes to another one. The first step is DNA with the one strand, cascade with the creation of a single stranded break, another single stranded break. After that, they actually connect that way. And this structure is formed, which is called polydijunction. As soon as polydijunction is formed, then we can just let it deeper. We can move it around. And what happens when we move from this point to this one, we see red, red DNA appears red to this blue one, and just opposite, blue one comes to into the red region. So that's how exchange occurs. And then there is a structural transition like this. You can walk it for the junction, and then depends how we cut it. When we cut it this way, we have this two mosaic pictures shown here. If you cut this way, we have another mosaic picture. So depending on what the cutting is, we have different ones. I will not talk about the homologous recombination itself. The main thing I'll tell you is just sit here. The question is what the mechanism of branch migration. Because branch migration is the way how this exchange takes place. And believe it or not, AFM was the only instrument which enabled us to understand what the mechanism is. Again, what's the story? The story is, and it's very often in the textbooks in genetics, molecular genetics, or molecular biology, even Watson books. I was told that Paul Watson is sitting right now somewhere else. Yeah? So that's when you open this book and you will see how they explain the branch migration. And they say that there is a branch, and just as I told you, this deeper model like this. And see, it is like this model because the only thing is the rotation DNA along this axis, and when you do this rotation, there's no limitation for movement, and it's just like it. But later on, when people studied this process, carefully, they found that protein is involved in the branch migration mechanism, and this is one of the simplest systems from E. coli. What it shows for this actual structure can be unfolded. Unfolded is just this thought. And what we have? We have one protein molecule, T, on each DNA strand, go together, and what they do then is go and then, what happens? With this protein helicase comes on one arm, another helicase binds on another one, and what it does is pulls them. So what we have contradictions, right? According to Albert Stiegel model, there should be a folded structure and branch migration. And what the protein do just opposite and both structures and folded DNA. question is, would it be that spontaneous branch migration and branch migration is very important before the different mechanisms? And this is speculation that we decided to end. And what we did, we just designed holiday junction, and it just show what you call related holiday junction. We assembled the enabled different pieces. We made this structure, and there's these two short buttons. The rest of the mix is fully homologous. Okay? When it's fully homologous, it can go to almost any direction, except, say, if it, branch migration goes quickly, the end product of the linear can be. When it goes to opposite way, what we have to have, because these two pieces move homologous, it stops, we have normal except that structure. So, why I stole your AFM material? Because AFM is a regular image quality junction built down in Italy, and this is image of quality junction, and we see with that almost folded configuration of quality junction like this, and I reselected this particular DNA image, and if either model is correct, then we should be able to observe branch migration easily and velocity. Either this, we don't know what position is. Either it goes this way and we have short arms, or it goes different way and we have four unfolded forward injunction. What I'll do is just simply don't do it, and you watch what happens. So this movie is from time-lapse AFM images. And you see where some bending of the molecule, my granddaughter, 6 years, called it and selected. Let me show you one more time. So, it's folded. Look, what has happened here? It unfolds. When it unfolds in two steps, you have two separate DNA molecules. Okay? What this image is, just only one. We did this analysis. And, Anatoly Nemershyanik is here, and her student, she worked with us on this project, Bogdanov, even he talked about it. this set of data we obtained, we did this analysis, and bottom line from this analysis, this was reported, she was images from Gabo, Journal of Political Chemistry. So, our main conclusion was unfolded of quality junction is required for branch migration, which means this model is not solid. So, that's a model which you can find in this. But instead of that, it unfolds and moves to the plant. As soon as unfolding is required for branch migration, there is no consensus. So, the only thing is, the structure is quite dynamic and the protein is required for to stabilize this particular structure. And it's more complex system, and it's simply what the protein does, select from series of conformation, the one which is needed, and it gives to finalization. And it just AFM which shows you when this central protein is multiplied, you see where it's a full and full of the junction, and it just for a period of time is how it looks. It's better when AFM works in the combination of other single molecule techniques, and to understand what the mechanism is, a single molecule, single base pair level, we use another technique which is called single molecule spread, resonance energy transfer, and using this technique to look at this process at base pair level, a little bit different design, the gene is the same, and novel image. Only spectral like this, and we need to analyze this spectrum to understand what the mechanism is. The mechanism is like this. You have quality junction which is folded, and when it's folded, no branch migration, no nothing. And what we need to do, we need to wait until it unfolds. When it unfolds, branch migration hasn't changed. And this is what we observed in this section works at millisecond scale. And even at this millisecond scale, this transition is not practical. If I saw on this one, it's suggesting that branch migration is really fast. Then it falls, and again. So
what we think we can certainly better with here. And it just reports for the transition between fault and fault, branch migration again, fault, and it depends where it goes. It's a static fault, it goes one direction, goes another direction, but generally what we think is a big process. FM was absolutely critical to understand what the mechanism is. Single mode of fluorescence was important to understand how it works and where it goes. There are many interesting things to be done and they continue working on this thing. So let's take a look at it. I'll tell you a little bit more about different events which relate to more complex systems. Not doing it, they also say nuclear. Okay? So nuclear forms the first level of DNA organization in the cell. What happens? For histones, they come in here, they make a histone force which is shown here in the way. And what happens with DNA? DNA is very tight, they wrapped around this nuclear forming particles. And when many of those particles come together, DNA in several classes, this arrange around the nuclear forming particle, and that's the way how we can compact this process of DNA. So the main program for those who remember the story was the 70s. People tried to understand how DNA organized in the cell, and they are very excited to understand the nuclear thermal structure, and this nuclear thermal structure, and it is better. Again, it's a histone force, and this is generated around, it makes almost histone. And if you want to look more details how interaction happens with the nuclear thermal, you see the different colors, there are different histones in this nuclear thermal particle. So they interact directly with DNA. DNA is severely brand because of interaction with positive charge nuclear forms. So that's the main thing. So DNA is wrapped around, it's actually condensed quite tightly in nuclear forms. Again, we are very happy, but we are getting unhappy when we try to understand how we can get access. And as you know, that condensed DNA is needed for putting DNA. But we need to repeat information. We need to replicate DNA. We need to transcribe DNA. How to get access to DNA. In other words, we need to do opposite things. We need to And as I told you, those interactions is really strong. And this crystallographic structure shows detailed picture, angstrom level, stains the structure almost steady. And then there is a problem how to get access to DNA. We need access. We need to unwrap DNA so that the transcription factor binds to DNA and they stop the transcription process. Quite recently, so let's reference the paper 2005, people try to look how we can get access to DNA. When they look carefully into nuclear atomic particles using single mode, they want to protect your community. So it's nice work from Carlos Samantha and John Lindenblad. What they showed, when we have this nuclear atom in yellow, DNA, this is blue. And what happens because of the name, especially this part is so faced transiently from Eastern Core. And when it's trained in the surface, it's important to recognize this what can bind to the space. So using this process, binding of protein to selected part of chromosome, they show the structure 3 dimensions. And the name is actually milliseconds. So this is just indication that structure is not as static as the long-term X-ray crystallography, not engineered, and so this particular protein we need maybe from this base class, not much, but we need, if we need DS, what the process is. And then we increase the range of DNA. My intuition is very even with the great people of DNA, what's the range of
it? Okay, what comes from the separation of this process?
when you use the extra protein.
Professor, I told you, I don't remember exactly the numbers, but the dissociation rate, when the protein rate. So dissociation rate for unbinding DNA is maybe 50 milliseconds, dissociation is maybe 500. This is the most important thing. And for that we just decided to use tests. And here is our design. What is done, we make DNA piece, this is bright green, plus this is 146 base pairs sequence, which binds nucleosomic base sequence. It's called 601 John Lennon sequence. And these two arms, they're not well so when we have this histone and we have histone, what they do, they make the nucleus. So we made this design mononucleosomic plasma, and we decided to analyze this calculation. And so these are AFM images of nucleosomic plasma. So this native DNA, we see DNA easily here, so that DNA wraps around of nucleosomal plasma. Nucleosomal plasma has failed to be. And when DNA actually wraps around the air to the side and it's getting brighter, so for those who are doing the air plan, you know, when the brighter the complex, the taller the complex. So this is big complex, and what we can see is zero particle. And when you look at morphology of this plate, for example, if you look at this number 3, you see there's almost flat DNA arms. And these are really good. So that when we look just at these images, and it's just not collecting one molecule, another one, this is what we see on the field. When we see the, on the field different molecules, they suggest that originally we have variety of structure. When we see this variety of structure, they suggest, okay, the structure is quite dynamic. And this is quite a bit of dynamic. And this kinetic explains you what happens. Say, when we have just only one zone, we have to comport and just wrap around on the one time. So one zone, we make one zone, we have structure level. Let's add more dynamics here. Okay? We rotate this arm. The structure is different. We make another one. Say, this is parallel orientation. But most important, angle change and length. And all these parameters you can easily measure. So for example, one tone and two tones, they look quite similar, but the difference is the length of this arm. And this is the power of the arm. We can measure this. So we can do all this analysis. We can measure the angle between the arms. We can measure the volume. And from these measurements, we can tell what the structure is. So, exactly the same image as I showed you before, and you see right now I put numbers. And this number just shows you how many tones we have. Okay, on this particle we have one tone, the same as here. Look at this, 1.7. This is a string. So, these are right things.
After the
so what they gave you just two drops of solution on top.
The intention is in a life solution and then
this is just solution, drops of solution, put on the top tray, wait for a couple of minutes, remove, rinse and do
chips.
So that's probably the only dry sample I have shown you to. And as I said, from this image, look at numbers, which are different. From one tone to this one other image, we have two tones. So this is big range of morphological points, which suggests
nuclear transformer. That's so dynamic, and the question is what happens next. And right now, so this is the list of parameters that I mentioned to you. You can measure, I mentioned Earth, arm's length, I mentioned the angle between these arms, and also, this is another parameter of Earth, and I don't mention to you about the height, the taller the image, the brighter, the taller the particle, the brighter the image. And this is what we use. We use all your measurements to estimate the size. And it's all these parameters that help us understand what the structure of nuclear atoms. So right now, this is quite similar image, right? But this is always the limit. Okay? So, and what in liquid residue, we scan over the same thing and watch the same particle over time. Just the same as we're making short with the, for the camera. Look what happens right now. This is another scan, another one. You see size changes, right? Smaller now, smaller, very small, tiny, and it works. So what happens, what we see is spontaneous generation of nuclear. Nothing is done, they just image.
How do we see any nuclear?
Very good question. Yes, for all the images we use positively charged sources, and this is our surface scanning, scanning and photo. Style length, we use it, and DNA blends very well to this one. But still, all the images that show the dynamics of DNA, DNA is totally green DNA. Even on this surface. But we cannot see when the nuclear atom is associated. We cannot see the nuclear atom before we support the change. So they stay a short time and then go over. And I'll tell you about the electrostatic that you mentioned later. So, the main conclusion that I want to make right now, we see how dynamic is nuclear atomic particles. This is just to show you all images together, and sometimes it will be able to come to show a movie, and you can watch a movie. American like popcorn, they don't know whether you like popcorn. And sometimes they say, can you also provide popcorn in this movie? So, that's the model, right? We have nuclear thermal particles in the red. And final stage is when we have the dosage system for and we have the DNA. So, the main conclusion from here, nuclear thermal particles themselves, they're so very dynamic, they're capable of the dosation. These are several different models that we can watch. One is just the same as I showed you before. And what we noticed interesting properties in this dissociation. Sometimes you watch the nuclear atom particle, it stays so stable a long time, and suddenly it falls apart. Okay, so let's take, for example, this one. Okay, it was stable a long time. Another one, shown here, three frames and multiple bones of this. That one, I think it's not stable. And we saw some interesting dynamics of nuclear atomic here. rest under, and then just falls apart. And what we noticed, when only one stone of nuclear atom of DNA remains, three and six falls apart. And recently we saw data from different. So what is our model? I mentioned to you that nuclear thermal particles are quite unstable, they are capable of unfolding, and you asked the question about stable preparation. I mentioned to you that we have to do a change too. And we, when we look carefully, whether some effect of this positive change source can produce a nuclear thermal particle, and turns out very likely, what happens? Their name, the dynamics like this. And when it comes to the surface, it stays longer time. So there are two positive sources, the positive charged sources. Substrate, SN substrate, and nuclear atomic particle. So there's a choice. Where to stay longer time. And the longer DNA, that more energy should be needed to stay in the soil. So what this suggests? It suggests that electrostatic is really important for facilitation. So maybe even make it more irreversible. So they said, okay, there's 400 of nuclear thermal. We need very careful into electrostatic process. In other words, what's around nuclear thermal? So all the research is on the nuclear thermal process. So, and the question is whether we can find any candidate for the positive change process within the cell, which facilitates the generating process. So, this century, people found that there are proteins and actually deep systems within the cell, which facilitate the generating of nuclear thermal. They call it remodeling proteins. This can be taken by. And there are some models explaining how they work, and they say there is a special part of the protein which works like a ratchet, which can grab DNA and facilitate binding of protein to this protein. So this, I told you, one of these two metabolites, and 10 times different than nuclear formula. So, and what's really important, ATP is required for this process and ratchet process of nuclear protein. But when we look carefully, it turns out even ATP hydrolysis is not sufficient to unravel the mechanism. So it's still part of it. And it's quite interesting story. And what we actually found that positively charged process can facilitate this process. Instead, we suggested this model. So the model is, I told you that remodeling photocrackers is a good. And our suggestion was that inside this remodeling cracker there should be positively charged cavity. So DNA can bind to the nuclear from a positively charged cavity. So this is a great question. Then we published this paper last year. And people didn't trust us that it may work. A few months ago, there was a publication of Roger Porter in TNS, and they said, you know what, there is a positively charged process within this remodeling process. And he said the same number of people. So, and that's the bottom line that we have right now. We need very careful electrostatic interaction within this nuclear thermal particle. And could it be that actually this electrostatic interaction is so important that they can change dramatically all property of chromosomes and nuclear thermal particle itself, which facilitates and ratchet process. How much time do we have? I only think when we get imaging and related to what I told you the one, look at one frame, look at another frame. Typically, one frame is maybe 1 meter. So the total number of frames is maybe 10. If it's faster, it's maybe 7,000 or so, which is faster. And so there was a gesture and we can write this air. I don't want to tell you much about high-speed aircraft. Menchikov has been here and tell you more about high-speed aircraft. But this is invention of Kotio Ono from Japan, to actually design aircraft 10,000 times. It took several years for him to improve the capability of the airplane, and right now it's almost the design is made, and I have some of this instrument right now to move them. So the scan rate is 100 milliseconds of frame. Almost immediately. And what's really important for biological applications, when tip scans, you know that you can move the sensor around, the threading force is really low. And primarily because saturation is reduced in the range of 1 millimeter. And this I want to tell, show you a few images taken with this type of instrument. It was done in Japan last year. And I'll show you here. Okay, so there's a ball of the protein. And I should show you. You see how the protein binds to several pieces of DNA. What the protein wants, it wants to find a specific site on the DNA. And right now, I show you it's even slower than the data prediction. Okay. Just to illustrate you that technology moves really fast, and we can use this technology to understand now. In this particular way, we want to understand what the mechanism is of recognition of specific types of DNA. Amongst those types, there are two types of recognition process. There is a homologous recombination, I told you, or the junction, and there is a site-specific recombination process. So the site-specific recombination means we have take one piece of DNA, another one, and bring these two pieces together. Then two of the junction is also formed. But this is a way for the mechanism how any viral particle, viral DNA is actually inserted into host DNA. And this is really important thing to understand. So let me switch to this one. What I want to tell you, Jamie, when she visited another lab in Japan, what she did, she decided to look at this process, not only the, when the one piece of DNA and another one come together and the protein sits here. After that, cleavage should be taken. This cleavage allows us to incorporate DNA inside one DNA into another one, or just to opposite or remove piece of DNA. The model for here was site-specific DNA like restriction enzyme, but what it does is recognize two pieces of DNA, and when it does, it makes this type of structure. One piece of together, when you follow from one frame to another, you see some changes, and the main change is here, right there. What happened is protein cut DNA, and right now the stem is purple. So what we have is purple, and first cut right here. Another one was made here, DNA dissociate, another dissociate, and final product is a complete dissociation of the protein and full digestion of DNA. So this is real-time observation of kinetic process, and using KSM, we have quite a little data, we are able to see why one strain cuts faster than another one. There are some tiny differences from the sequence is really important instead of this sequence. So that's almost everything I want to tell you today. I told you tomorrow, day after tomorrow, Jenny Minchikov, he will bring more data quite high speed to SRM. I recommend you to come there and to tell you more about the yeah, microscope as well. So I think you will enjoy it. So what I told you here is just acknowledge to people who are participating in this type of work. Yellow, this is ecology junction work. Then there is a nuclear thermal work which was done by the Shevchenko primarily. Jamie Gilmore, she did high-speed FM dimension primarily working in Japan. I have collaborated with Kuna Tikiyasu from Japan, also Tamki, and it's from the Shevchenko work from another work. We have some funding and we are happy. So this is my last slide, thankfully, and we have some.
Thank you very much. The talk is now open for discussion. Any questions, please?
Sorry, am I right that this antibiotic protein factor makes only one cut on the bean?
One cut at a time. Cut one piece of DNA, we have to cut another.
But they make
several strands of DNA. Yes, we all strands, yes. When I said one cut, I'm talking about cutting for several strands of DNA.
Yeah.